Welcome to the Celtic Frost retrospective part three. This is this time we're taking a look at the classic Trumegatherion, released in the wonderful year of 1985. Before I get into this review, sorry for the gap between these. But let's get into it. Because this album, man, you know, if you haven't heard the previous episode yet, I advise you do, or the previous, three, or two, I mean, I keep track, because I talk about, you know, the history of the band, as well as the, Morbid Tales, which I would argue was the groundwork for this record. Now, the title of this album, which is Greek for The Great Beast, along with the cover art being done by the man himself who designed the Xenomorph, H.R. Giger, did the painting for this album. Under the title, or the painting being called Satan One, with all this information, you know, that tells you what you're in for with this record. Now, released 1 year after Morbid Tales in 1985, so a year later, a great year for metal this was, with releases, can I talk right now, such as Bathory's The Return of Darkness and Evil, Slayer's Hell Awaits, Megadeth's Killing Is My Business, and Possessed Seven Churches. Those are the notable ones. I'm not gonna name every single album released in 85, but yeah. To say this album was impactful for extreme music would be an understatement. Okay. Tons of death metal and black metal bands have guaranteed taken some elements from this record. Musically, this album holds up, still 39 years later, full of brilliant riffs and vocals that fit the music perfectly. This album also contained some of their more well-known tracks, most notably Circle of the Tyrants, which Obituary would cover in their second record, Cause of Death, as well as appearing in the soundtrack for Grand Theft Auto 4, Lost in the Damned, the expansion pack for that game. The lyrics on this album are very similar to that of the previous record, which I like, keeps it consistent with it. The production of this album is very raw in the veins of, say, what Bathory was like at the time. The atmosphere on this record is unlike any other, with a slow and dark atmosphere that in 1985, for the most part, was unheard of. Of course, like I mentioned, the other albums I just mentioned briefly, those albums had their elements, but this really did take it to the next level of, slow playing, the slower playing that fit very well for this. This album would also be probably their most well-known album. In an interview with Brave Words, which, say what you will, it's a pretty well done interview with his involvement with this record. Tom Warrior talking about it, mostly the cover here, with him saying, I'm gonna pull it up here because, Okay, here. said, Geiger said, if you agree to use the red painting I love so much, I'll give you Satan one for free, which is how the cover got used here. And I mean, and also, in another interview, we did say, you know, Tom Warrior said he wanted Celtic Frost pretty much to break boundaries. You know, these unwritten boundaries at the time, which, I mean, at this point, subgenres really weren't defined. It isn't like today where, you know, there's 100 subgenres of music now. It's, I would say, a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? In 85, it was just either referred to as metal or extreme metal. There was no subgenres up to that point. But yeah, in conclusion, this album, just like the band's previous release, this is an essential album for any fan of extreme music. This album is just a fantastic record from start to finish. Guys, if you haven't heard this record, go do it. And as I always say, keep it brutal.